What have you learned from the well-known leaders under whom you served?
So I've learned a lot, and I can truly say I didn't have a leader that I didn't learn something from, both good as well as maybe what they could have improved on that showed me something or two. So if I look at my past, okay, I worked with Dr. Larry Kramer in the planning and strategy. And, you know, Dr. Kramer really taught me a lot about metallurgy, because having that very atypical route, as I spoke to you about, I wanted to pick the brain of someone technical. And if I look at corporate finance, Martin Prinsloo was an investment banker. So who better to learn corporate finance from someone like him? Up until that point, I had pushed harder. I thought that if you had to be successful, Bernard, you know, something had to give in your life. You can't have it both. You can't be a successful mother and a wife and a successful career woman. That changed for me the time I started working for Cynthia Carroll. So Cynthia Carroll, a mother of four herself, and I started to see that virtual parenting was a thing, and she did it so beautifully. And, you know, being a mother of four and watching her take on what she did, and I will come to the point of what you just mentioned about what people think about her reign versus, you know, what Mark's trying to do now. But Cynthia Carroll worked very hard, but very differently. So she inspired me to say that if you really wanted a career in this industry, it is attainable, because she reached it as well. And then, you know, more recently, Tom Albanese, I got an opportunity to work with one of the greats. And Tom, again, you know, very balanced leader, very worldly wise. And if I took something out of Tom, it was about how to understand the world and bring it back into your everyday in terms of impact. And then I can't talk about leaders and role models, I think, without talking about Anil Agarwal. Wow, you know, the Vedanta chairman just blew my mind. I thought I had the answers. I thought I knew what to do. He's firstly always the smartest person in the room in any conversation we had, but just what a strategic thinker. And if there's anything I learned from him, it was about, it's that mindset of anything is possible. Or, you know, as we've learned from Nelson Mandela, anything, it's only impossible until it's done. That was the epitome of Anil Agarwal. And then closer to home, Bernard, and you've had the pleasure and privilege of meeting my mother and my family. I think, you know, you've got to have that balance of what you learn professionally and what you are told values-wise and how you support it at home is what then brings it together. So I've had several formidable leaders in my time that have helped me at different phases of my life.